Okay, our friends. My friends, do you know what it means to be nocturnal?
That's a really big word. Nocturnal. Do you know what it means? It means that you stay up all night and you sleep during the day. There are a lot of animals that are nocturnal. The bat is one of those such animals. And today we've got a book about one. It's called...
Are there also humans that are nocturnal?
Humans are not naturally nocturnal, no. However, some people work during the night and sleep during the day, like nurses or some police officers. Some people, your job makes you stay up all night because you have to keep things safe, like the night watchman. Exactly. Now, let's talk about animals that have that. In fact, I found a really fun little story called Little Bat Up All Day. And the story was written by Brian Lies, and it is read today by Mommy. And
Chicken Nuggie.
I'm so happy you're with me, Chicken Nuggie. Are you ready for your story? Let's do it.
What's daytime like?
Little Bat asked as the sun rose. It's brighter and noisier, Mama Bat said. Otherwise, it's the same, just animals going about their lives.
But different animals?
Little Bat asked. Yes, Mama replied. Ones that sleep at night.
Can I stay up to meet them?
He asked. Mama smiled. We need rest so we can fly at night. As Little Bat's family drifted off to sleep, his mind raced. He had to know what the daytime was like and who was out there. He poked his head outside. Everything seemed so strange, and questions buzzed in his head.
Are the trees in different places during the day? Will the sun hurt my eyes? What happened to the stars?
What happened to the stars, indeed? And in the picture, we can see him. He was in the attic, it looks like, in someone's house. And now he's on a journey. He leapt out into the air, was startled by the blinding light, lost his way, and found a tree. Woof! He bonked right into it headfirst. Breathing hard, he scrambled onto a branch. Everything was loud and bright and confusing.
Where am I? Where's home? Will I ever get back?
And then Little Bat closed his eyes.
Too much!
He chirped loudly and laughed with relief. The echo that bounced back painted a soothing picture in his brain. He heard exactly where he was, right in his own backyard. Because we know that bats use echolocation, right? Mm-hmm. Sonar. They have a hard time seeing with their eyes in the bright sun, but they can hear. Bats have excellent hearing. When he glanced up, he saw a magnificent bird sailing across the sky.
Maybe we could be friends.
Little Bat waved. Oof! Somebody knocked him off the branch and pulled him under a bench.
What are you doing?
The squirrel gasped.
That is a hawk! A hawk! It might have gotten you.
Little Bat shivered. He'd heard about hawks. The squirrel exhaled.
It's gone now. Gone! I'm Rusty. You aren't from around here, are you?
She asked.
I live here,
he said.
I'm Little Bat. I'm usually not awake now, but I'm happy to meet you. I'm staying up all day.
Rusty laughed.
I do that all the time. All the time.
Well, have you ever stayed up all night?
Little Bat asked. Rusty paused.
I tried once. I tried, kept falling asleep.
I'm not going to fall asleep,
Little Bat said.
I'm going to watch the sun go down.
Maybe I can help keep you awake,
Rusty said.
Follow me!
Rusty was quick. Little Bat had to fly fast to keep up with her.
Try this,
Rusty said. Little Bat took a nibble. It was slimy and tasted like dirt.
These are kind of sticky,
Rusty said.
I like to wash in the fountain after eating.
We love the fountain,
Little Bat said.
Bats know about the fountain?
Rusty asked, amazed. Rusty is a red squirrel, right? They splashed in the water for a while.
Look at me, I'm flying,
says Rusty. But the warm sun made Little Bat feel drowsy.
Wake up, Little Bat!
Rusty poked him.
I wasn't sleeping,
Little Bat protested.
I was just resting my eyes.
He shook his head to clear it.
Let's try something else.
There were lots of fun things to do in the yard together. Soccer wasn't one of them. Oh, he tried soccer, but the ball is bigger than he is, right? Wow. Man. Late in the morning, they discovered a place that hadn't been used in a long time.
This would make a great clubhouse,
Little Bat said. And they got to work, cleaning and decorating. And what is the thing that they found? It's a birdhouse. Mm-hmm. Birds typically like to live in houses like this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes squirrels will, or bats. And now they've got a cool-looking clubhouse. Rusty tapped a gavel.
I call this meeting to order.
She laughed.
Little Bat, you're sleeping again. Sleeping!
I wasn't sleeping. I was just imagining what sleeping here would be like. Let's go out into the sunlight.
Uh-oh, he's having a really hard time. As soon as he gets inside where it's dark. They made shadows in the bright sunshine.
Look, a dog.
A palm tree. A campfire.
A cobra in a basket.
A cactus.
Look, a snowman. Little Bat.
They do have beautiful shadows that look just like the things they're saying.
Wake up, Little Bat.
Ugh.
Little Bat wailed.
I can't do it. I was sleeping. I didn't even make it to noon.
Rusty frowned.
You sleep during the day and I sleep at night. How can we stay friends if we can't even be together?
I don't think we can.
Little Bat sighed.
But this was so much fun.
They said goodbye and Little Bat flapped back to the attic to get the rest he desperately needed. That night, he went back to the clubhouse. It felt very empty without Rusty, so he scratched a note to her, hoping she would find it. He says, Hi there, how are you? If you get this note, please write. And look, the next night there was a note waiting for him. Hi, I got your note, thank you. Here's a note for you. I hope you like it. Oh my goodness, they're pen pals. And Little Bat realized that they could stay friends after all. They just had to write to each other little notes. And so they did. Isn't it interesting how You can have people in your life that you may not think you have a lot in common with. And maybe you don't. Maybe you don't share much in common with them, but you can still be kind to them. And you can still find a place where you can be friends with them. Maybe you're not going to spend every day together. Maybe you're not going to... Maybe you're not going to play with them all the time, but when you do see them, you can be kind and you can find a way to think good thoughts about them. And that's how these two are, the bat and the squirrel. And that's an encouragement, isn't it? And it's also
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.